all on gasoline. With all that I have, with all that I have, I will praise you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
This morning we are here for a testimonies and a thanksgiving service. And we are going to thank God, praise Him, and celebrate Him. And we'll just recap on some things we have seen through the month. So I'll speak sharply on the subject, the prophet of faith. This will be the first part. But in this, we shall understand two things. Number one, we'll understand the prophet of faith, the prophet of living by or walking by faith. And then secondly, we'll understand the effect of praise or the relationship between praise and faith as we are here to praise God in these testimonies and thanksgiving service. I want to say two things very quickly, that one, faith is not just a church doctrine. And two, that faith is not just meant for claiming things from God. It's not like, okay, this is a doctrine, so let's teach the doctrine of faith. Or, let me use my faith to look for money or things from God. It may be a part of it, but it's not just that. How profitable then is faith to our lives? One, faith is profitable for the following. Number one, victory in life's battles. The profitability of faith is that it grants us victory in life's battles. Faith is profitable for the following. One, victory in life's battles. 1 John chapter 5 and in verse 4. It says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. The battles of life bow for the weapon of faith. Through faith, you end as a victor, not a victim of life's battles. Life is full of battles, but faith brings the victory. You say, we wrestle. We wrestle against flesh and blood. And against principalities and powers, whether you are interested or not, Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12, we wrestle. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. But the fact is that we wrestle. But in this wrestling, there is a victory. 1 John 5:4, this is the victory that overcometh. Life is full of battles, but faith brings the victory. Number two, profitability of faith. Faith is profitable for the following. Number two, victory over fear and uncertainty. Over fear. Why is this important? It's important because fear is a magnet of disaster. Job chapter 3 and in verse 25, he said, the things that I have feared came on me. Mark chapter 4 and in verse 39, walking on the water, Jesus arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. Verse 40, and he said to them, why are ye fearful?
How is it that you have no faith?
When you are zero of faith, you will be full of fear. Why are you fearful? Fearful, full of fear. Why is it that you are flat in faith? Fear is full, where faith is flat. And fear is flat, where faith is full. Am I communicating? If you can move your life to the realm where faith is full, fear is flat. For example, it has never occurred to me that there is a witch in this world that will determine when I will exit this world. It doesn't occur. A witch or a wizard or a strong man or an occultist or anybody that will determine this is your exit date from this life. It doesn't exist. There are people who are permanently afraid of when to die or who will kill them. When faith is flat, fear is full. When fear is flat, faith is full. So you can suffocate your fear when you upgrade your faith. Victory in life's battle, victory over fear and uncertainty. I thought we'll have enough time to deal with fear as a topic on its own in this month. But I'm sure that the time will come, we'll deal with it again. Number three, victory over enemy arrows. Apart from victory over the enemy himself, there is victory over the arrows of the enemy. Ephesians chapter 6 and in verse 16. It said, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you are able to stop the flaming arrows of the devil, to quench the fiery darts of the wicked. So we live in a world of flying arrows. Flying arrows. Suddenly somebody pulled her cloth and began to run mad. Was normal before. Look at what the obstetrician and gynecologist professor has just said now. They're talking about uterine prolapse. And this is to happen when you have delivered, when you are a bit old, you have finished delivering, ligaments are weak and all of that and all of that and all of that. That is when it should happen. Happening in a young girl has not been pregnant before, not even married, not delivered a child. He said it's purely demonic. We live in a world of flying arrows. But he said, faith is the victory. He said, I'm taking the shield of faith. So that when the enemy tries to fire an arrow, I've seen people injected in the dream of the night. I've never known a man or woman, as the case may be, before, woke up HIV positive. A world of flaming, fiery arrows. But I decree to somebody here today, every such arrow looking for you is retrieved and refired back to sender. I was ministering in one church many years ago, and I brought out a woman prophetically, and I told her how that she had been in good terms and favor with her husband, and all of a sudden, they turned it to each other like that. And she confirmed that she said yes, that her husband loved her so much, and she loved her husband so much, until some wicked people say, is it only your husband love you too much? They went and did something. All of a sudden, they became cat and dog. A world of arrows. But you take the shield of faith so that when the arrow is coming, you say, hey, backfire to sender. Backfire to sender. Backfire to sender. That is what is happening for somebody here this morning. If you are the one, shout the loudest, say amen. Victory over enemy arrows. Number four is access. Faith is profitable for the following. Number four is access to joy and fulfillment. The Bible said in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 8, it says, whom we have not seen, yet we believe in him. And though we see him not yet, yet believing, we rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. When you believe, joy becomes unspeakable. Unspeakable. Access to joy. In other words, faith can be a weapon against depression. Faith can be a weapon against depression. Can be a weapon against discouragement. Can be a weapon against despair. You have not seen anything yet. You haven't seen the husband yet. You haven't seen the wife yet. You haven't seen the child yet. You haven't seen the job yet. You haven't seen what you are looking for yet. But right in the inside of you, you know that it's coming. Like Job, if a man dies, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time, I will wait until my change comes. So people are looking at you and they are seeing you walking in a realm of joy that does not make sense. You are so excited and they are looking at you. Oh, has somebody come to marry you yet? Or whatever. And they are just looking at you because there is something inside you that tells you that the devil can never be stronger than your God. That the curse can never be stronger than the blessing. That evil can never defeat good. Is God speaking to somebody here? That the goodness of God will overcome the wickedness of the devil in your life. When that is right there, you proceed with a joy unspeakable and full of glory. Access to joy and fulfillment. Number 5 is access to our inheritance. Access to your inheritance. Inheritance in God. Hebrews chapter 6 and in verse 12. Hebrews chapter 6 and in verse 12. The Bible said that you be not slothful, but be followers of those who through faith and then patience inherit the promises. There is an inheritance you have in God. I know the thoughts I think towards you. Thoughts of good and not of evil to bring you into an expected end. We have an inheritance in God. There is a package that belongs to you in God. There is an allocation for you in God that is accessible by faith. You tap into your possession in God by faith. You get what is yours in God by faith. The meaning of that is the lack of faith when faith does not exist. Let me give you the example of the two scenarios. You remember the story of the prodigal son. The story of the prodigal son. The prodigal son came, the younger man. How many of you remember the story? He came to the father and he said, give me the portion of my inheritance that falleth to me. That was a young boy who operated in faith. He knew there was something that belonged to him in God. And he knew that he can demand for it and get it. Or something that belonged to him with his father. And he demanded for it. And he got it. His only challenge was that he had faith without character. Are you about to hear something this morning? He had faith without character. And faith without character equals disaster. He carried the inheritance and squandered it with riotous living. And suddenly, he became in want and returned back home to his father. By the time he was through with his characterlessness, he was eating with pigs. Returned back to his father's house. And he told his father, I am not qualified to be called your son. Just make me as one of your hired servants. And the father said, no way. I've been looking out for you. Clothed him with good robes and restored him back. Then we have another situation. The elder brother now got angry. And he said, Father, I have been serving you from my youth till now. I have not offended you at once. Yet, you have not even given me a kid, that is baby goat, to celebrate with my friends. Yes, this your prodigal boy who went and wasted your resources with riotous living. He came and you are celebrating and you are killing the biggest cow and you receive him safe and sound. All of that.
And his father said, my son, I didn't know that you are this ignorant. Don't you know that everything I have is yours? Those are two extremes of people in the church. Faith without character, and this was character without faith.
I mean, it's in church all the time. It's in the prayer band, it's in the choir, it's in the ushering. It's not living carelessly, it's not drinking alcohol, it's not smoking, it's not womanizing, it's not menizing, it's not doing any of those things.
But he doesn't know what is his inheritance. Neither could he place a demand on it.
For him, church is religion. Worship of God is for is a religious duty. You don't expect anything out.
The elder brother's case is better. But the two cases are not good.
What is good is have the character of the elder brother and get the faith of the younger brother.
Merge it together.
Hey! Hey! Have the kingdom service mentality and the character of the elder brother and then get the revelation and the faith of the younger man. And then you have explosion. You have explosion. You have explosion. You have explosion. Am I communicating?
I see the two coming together even in this service. I see somebody who has been serving God dutifully.
You've been doing the things you are meant to do to the best of your knowledge, and yet you have not seen the result you are meant to see. I prophesy to you today, with this word and with this revelation, God is stepping you into the dimension of your inheritance, into the dimension of your portion, into the dimension of your possession. You are saying amen. Shout a louder, believers, amen. Give the Lord a praise and take your seat. Look at your neighbor. Say, you need the faith and you need the character. It is not good to have faith without character, because that is disaster. And it is not good to have character and without faith, because that is shortage, scarcity. But one is better. The character one is far better. Hallelujah.
Number 6. Access to inheritance was number 5. Number 6 is access to the blessing. There are two different things. Your inheritance is the total package that of God for you for life. But the blessing is the seasonal releases.
In the book of Galatians chapter 3 and in verse 9. Galatians chapter 3 and in verse 9. It says, so then, they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. To be in faith is to be blessed. To be without faith may establish you in the curse. But to be in faith is to be blessed. So then, they which be of faith are blessed. If you want to escape the curse, your father's house curses. Masha Kokobagadagala. If you want to escape the curses of life, step into faith. You escape the curse and you embrace the blessing. Until everyone who sees you will acknowledge you, that you are a seed which the Lord has blessed.
I assisted someone the other day, and the person said, I'm so sorry for inconveniencing you, that you are rendering that kind of assistance or this level of assistance. And I said, the truth of the matter is, I am not aware that an assistance has been rendered. I'm not scratched. Nothing has happened. Am I communicating? You come to a level in your life where what some people call a breakthrough, it's a normal realm of life. Am I communicating? It's a normal realm of life. A normal realm of normal realm. We don't talk about things we did. I think in the last 1 month I gave 3 cars out to people. It's not, we don't talk about such things. Because some people may be excited, some people may be angry. Some may say, where is my own? Until you have not, if you have not given me, you haven't given anybody yet. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? That is, you are not begging for it. You are not struggling for it to happen. Somebody called me the other day. He's not a member of this church at all. A bank account that I don't use, the person located it from somebody. You say, I'm so sorry. I got your account number from somebody. I'm so sorry. I just felt led to transfer something. That is, a non-church member got an account number from a non-church member who happens to just work in a bank that knows that we have an account there, transferring 6 zeros. Good one. Because 1 million is 602. Have I communicated at all? You are not aware. You are not aware. You are just living your life. You are not begging. You are not looking pitiable. You are not trying to prophesy to get things out of people. You are just living your life. Pursuing God. Seeing the mantles are falling. Fresh fire is burning. The oil is dropping. And the line of the verse is, Lord, I'm hungry for fresh money. Lord, I'm hungry for a new car. Lord, I'm hungry to get visa. Lord, I am hungry to travel to America. Seek first the kingdom of God. Lord, I'm hungry for revival. Am I communicating at all? Everyone here under any family curse, under any generational curse, under any ancestral curse, I prophesy to you today that curse is broken. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. Everyone here struggling in any realm and in any dimension of your life, I declare that struggle is over. Shout the loudest amen. Lift your right hand, say the name of Jesus. I step into the realm of the blessing by my faith in God. I escape the curse. I step into the blessing by my faith in God. Give the Lord a shout of praise as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Thank you, Master. And then number 7, 6 is access to inheritance, to the inheritance, to the blessing rather. 6 now. Number 7 is access to supernatural power. Or rather, access to power. Any day, any time, people of faith are people of power. Acts chapter 6 and in verse 8, he said, and Stephen, full of faith and power. People of faith are people of power. Show me a man full of faith, I will show you a man full of power. There was a healing revival by the name A. Allen, Asa Alonso Allen. This was the way they describe him. A. Allen, the revivalist, the man of faith and power. And he actually moved in very, very rugged realms of power. Because faith grants you access to power. In 1 Peter chapter 1 and in verse 5, he said, We are kept by the power of God through faith. The power of God through faith. Beloved brothers and sisters, faithlessness equals powerlessness. When a man
man is faithless, he must be powerless. When you see people crying before demonic agents or shaking before agents of darkness, it's a confirmation of bankruptcy of power. The bankruptcy of power is a confirmation of bankruptcy of faith. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody shout amen at the top of your voice. Lift your right hand, say in the name of Jesus. I cannot be powerless. I am not powerless because I am operating in the realm of faith. The last time the devil saw your back because you turned your back to run shall be the last time forever. I'm sure you know the weapons of our warfare. Shield, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, feet shod with the preparation of the garment, I mean the preparation of the gospel. Shield of faith, sword of the spirit, head covered, chest covered, leg covered, hand is covered. Only place not covered is the back. You didn't make any provision for the back because you are not permitted to turn your back on the devil. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? On no account, on no occasion will you be running and the devil is pursuing. Whether it is in the dream or in the physical. Lift your hands and say in the name of Jesus. Say it louder, say in the name of Jesus. I will never turn my back on the devil and the agents of darkness. I am stepping up in faith. I am stepping up in faith. And I will face every devil and finish them. Access to power. And finally, number 8 is access to grace. Grace is what makes life easy. Romans chapter 5 and in verse 2. Romans chapter 5 and in verse 2. But by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. We have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. We have access by faith into grace. Through faith, you gain access to grace. We have access by grace into faith. By faith into grace. And grace is the grease for ease. Life is easy by grace. When you see a man that carries grace, he moves with unspeakable ease. The things that others do with struggle, he does them with ease. Somebody was saying, I don't know a man or a woman, he said, he's surprised how that he sees God helping me to do a lot of things with ease, effortless ease. Can preach 2 messages every day for the kingdom come. And each message is a different message. And then you come and preach, and then you come and pray for the sick, and then you come and minister prophetically. When that lady testified about her document that was returned under 3 days, I told Dr. Miss Anetia, I said, this is what the prophetic mantle is to me. Declare it and clear it. Not declare it to impress anybody. Hey, he saw, how can he see that? What is the use telling me the problem without solution? Are you following what I'm saying here? I'm aware of the problem. What I'm looking for is the solution. Do you understand what I'm saying? And he saw me playing on the instrument.
Some may singing on the all manner. How is it possible? It's called grace. And you access grace by faith. Grace is accessible. My wife told me some time ago, she said, I don't know what you looked for in God that you didn't find. That is grace manifestation, dimension of operation. That you say, Lord, I'm looking for this, and you didn't find. Faith. I speak to someone here today. You are stepping into grace this morning. That dimension of grace, that is needed to make life easy for you. You are stepping into it this morning. Can you say amen like a believer? A louder believer's amen. Somebody shout grace 3 times. Again. Again. And again. 4 times. So shall it be. Give the Lord the praise and you take your seat. Having said all of this, what is the place of praise in our faith? 3 things I'm going to say very quickly. And then, what is the impact of praise on faith? 1. Praise attracts the presence of God into our lives and our situations. Attracts the presence of God. The Bible said in Psalm 22 and in verse 3, it said, but thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. By your praise, you are attracting God. Your praise, your worship. You are attracting God into your life, attracting His presence into your situation. And when He is around, He will not just watch you. You remember when Jesus was invited to the wedding in Cana of Galilee? He was there when the wine finished. And He wouldn't just sit there and do nothing. You invite God into your life by your praise. 2, praise confirms your belief or faith in God. Most people who doubt God can't praise God. They are angry, they are bitter, they are quarreling with God. Praise confirms your faith, your belief and faith in God. Psalm 106 verse 12. He said, then believed they His words. At the end, they sang His praise. Because they believed His words, they sang His praise. Those who believe God sing praises. They dance praises. They celebrate God. And now praise confirms your belief or faith in God. And when God sees faith, wherever God sees faith, He is moved to action. That is confirmed. Anywhere God sees faith. When God sees praise, He is seeing faith. And when God sees faith, He is moving to action. Anywhere. That's why I said in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, for without faith it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to Him must believe that He is. And He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Acts chapter 16, verse 25, at midnight, Paul and Silas praised. And what God was seeing was faith. You people should be crying because they beat you and you are praising me. Then God stepped into action. Praise. Every time you are too depressed to praise God, the challenge is not just depression. There is doubt, there is unbelief, and there is anger with God. But praise confirms belief in God. And anywhere God sees faith, He moves into action. And finally, 3, praise with thanksgiving for what God has done or is doing moves Him to do more. Praise, especially with thanksgiving for what God has done or is doing currently, moves Him to do more. When you praise God because of what He did before or because of what He is currently doing, He's moved to do more. Psalm 50 verse 23.
Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me. And because he's glorifying me by ordering his conversation aright in praise, I will show him what I can do. I will show him what I can do.
Somebody say amen. We were in a crusade ground one day. Dr. Mr. Nencher was there too with me. And I was with an evangelist, a healing minister. Both of us were in the crusade ground. And I was ministering. They said a deaf person has heard. What? He couldn't hear? Couldn't speak? Let's celebrate God. You are what? And we kept on. After a while, the man said, you are wasting time with these celebrations. He said, you are wasting time. He said, there are so many testimonies. If after all the testimony you'll be singing like this, when will we finish today? I told him, I said, this is how we know how to do it. He couldn't understand. Powerful man, miracle, signs, wonders. But for him, that praise interruption was too much interruption. Challenges. The impact of that same person today is so minimal. It's so minimal. I saw another one. Mighty miracle will happen. He will just stand and nod his head like this. Yes, next one. Yes, next one. That is, I am not surprised. This thing should happen. That guy is alive today. No ministry. No crusade. I'm not sure there is a church. I'm talking of stadium jammed to capacity. Never you take God for granted. If headache is healed, when was the last time you healed a headache? I tell you, even if you are crossing the road and somebody is tough for you, appreciate both the person and God. There are those who move as if it is my right. Stand up on your feet. This way we know how to praise and celebrate and dance for God, so no devil can stop it. It's better for anything, including the preaching, to stop than for the celebration to stop. Because there is no preaching service in heaven. The only thing we'll find there is the praise and the worship. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say louder amen. Anybody who believes you are the most blessed person here this morning, shout the loudest amen. Shout amen at the top of your voice. And all we'll do is in accordance with Psalm 29, verse 2. Worship God. Give unto God the worship, the praise that is due to his name. And worship him in the beauty of holiness. Worship him with the clearness of conscience. Worship him with the clearness of your conscience. With the purity of your motive. Hallelujah. Are you ready to praise God? I over-preached this morning. I thought I was going to be very sharp and then we'll have a lengthy period of praise and celebration. But we'll still be able to have up to between 7 and 10 minutes of praising and celebration. But lift your hands and your voice and tell the Lord, I approach you today in the beauty of holiness. I receive the grace to come into your presence today in praise, in celebration, in the beauty of holiness. I receive grace to serve you, to love you, to worship you acceptably. Lift your hands, lift your voice and talk to God. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. How many of you want to praise God this morning? How many of you believe that God is worthy to be praised? You want to knock out depression. You want to tell the devil you have the victory over him.
You have the victory over. Can you place all those 8 points on the screen? You want to tell the devil you have victory over the battles of life. You have victory over fear and uncertainty. You have victory over the arrows of the enemy. You have access to joy and fulfillment, and depression must leave you today. You want to step into your inheritance, and you are trusting the Lord for the blessing to replace the curse and access to power. You can be a weakling and then to multiplied graces. You are going to praise God this morning. Honor Him and adore Him. For the next 7 minutes, if we do well, we can increase it to 10 minutes. But something is about to change. If you feel like really dancing and the place is too choked up for you, you can step into the aisle. And if the aisle is too congested, well, the ushers can assist you somewhere in the front. But I want you to just do it, not for show. Let God know you are excited. And let me tell you, praise is also a spiritual warfare tool. When the children of Israel were praising themselves, the Ammonites were killing themselves. The Edomites were... when they were praising God, when they were dancing and praising God, the Ammonites were killing themselves. The Edomites were killing themselves. You want the enemy to finish themselves? Just face your God. Am I communicating? It's a weapon tool. You are telling depression, you can't hold me down. You are telling failure, you can't hold me down. You are telling the spirit of death, you can't hold me down. You are telling the future uncertainty, you can't keep me down. And let me announce to somebody here. Can I say this to you? Your future is not in the hands of a politician. Your future is not in the hand of any mortal man. It's not in the hand of any political party. Neither our future as a nation is in the hand of God. And the God who has our future will cause that future to be according to His plan. Celebration for the next 7 minutes. Before you do that, help me walk to 7 people. Tell them I want to celebrate, and I want you to give me space in case you are not in the mood. Oh. I want to celebrate, and I want you to give me the space in case you are not in the mood. I want to celebrate. Let's go.
Somebody give Jesus a shout of praise.
Nothing can separate me from your love. Yeah. No delight. It's been only you within my life. Oh God. Your love is unsensible. Your mess is undeniable. Everything that you do, Lord, I cannot tell it up. Let me count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Have a testimony that has not been taken, the night vigil testimony, explosive testimonies, the healing and deliverance, prophetic service, all those testimonies, someone will receive the testimonies from you so that we can take them if we have the time this morning. Go ahead, celebration. Reverse the time back to 7 minutes. Celebration.
Rokumara makai gaba, 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 rokumara makai g
better pray. Clap your hands, all ye people. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Give him a clap, a shout, a leap of joy. Hey, hey. This celebration will never depart from your life forever. It will never depart from your life forever. It will never depart from your life forever. Lift your hands everywhere you are. Isaiah chapter 61 and in verse 3. He said, you shall appoint to them that mourn in Zion. You will give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise instead of the spirit of heaviness. Right now you are going to lift your voice and hands and say after me, say, Father, I ask for the release of the garment of praise of my life instead of the spirit of heaviness. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, I receive the release of the garment of praise. I reject the spirit of heaviness, depression, despair, discouragement. I reject them now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. I ask for the release of the spirit of the release of the garment of praise on my life instead of the spirit of heaviness. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. For the release of the diamond of praise on my life instead of the spirit of heaviness, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I receive that release. I receive that diamond of praise. I reject depression. I reject heaviness. I reject discouragement. I reject disappointment. I reject every trace and root of oppression. In the name of Jesus, let us talk. In Jesus' precious name. Psalm 118 and in verse 15, it says, the voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. Can somebody rejoice and give the Lord a shout of victory? Then he said, the right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. Why? When the right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly, his hand of power, his hand of judgment, his hand of vengeance, when that happens, there will be rejoicing in the tabernacles of the righteous. Father, release your right hand in our nation. Let it do valiantly in this season so that the voice of rejoicing and salvation can be heard in the tabernacles of the righteous. Lift your hands and pray after me and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that your right hand will be released to do valiantly in our nation in this season, so you can cause the voice of rejoicing and salvation to be heard in the tabernacles of the righteous. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, say, Father, let your right hand. For your information, people, the situation of our nation is not in conclusion yet. It's in process. You need to know that. It's not in conclusion yet. It's in process. The situation of our nation is a process, not a conclusion. The release of the right hand of the Lord will cause joy to break out in this nation. Note it down and put a tab on it. The release of the right hand of the Lord will cause joy to break out in this nation. Lift your hands and your voice and say, Father, let your right hand do valiantly in our nation in this season and cause the voice of rejoicing and salvation to be heard in the tabernacles of the righteous. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, say, Father, let your right hand do valiantly in our nation in this season and cause the voice of rejoicing and salvation to break out in the tabernacles of the righteous in our nation in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Father, let your right hand do valiantly in our nation in this season and cause the voice of rejoicing and the voice of salvation to be heard in the tabernacles of the righteous in this season. In the name of Jesus, let your right hand do valiantly in our nation in this season and cause the voice of rejoicing and the voice of salvation to be heard in the tabernacles of the righteous in this nation. In Jesus' precious name. He said, the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. The light shall prevail. Lift up your hands everywhere you are and receive the package God has for you this morning. Somebody here whose possession inheritance has been withheld, there is an immediate release right now. Like that lady whose certificate was held until the prophetic word came. Somebody here, where they have buried something concerning your life and your destiny that's working against you. What they buried is uprooted right now. And your victory is released. Somebody with a strange disease in your body. That woman from France who testified ahead that she was dedicated from the water kingdom from her birth. Dedicated to the water spirit realm. Whatever followed you from your birth that is negative, a liability, this morning it is arrested in the name of Jesus. Arrows of premature death, of cancer, of any sort, they are retrieved and refired back to hell. Both you, your family members, your loved ones, lift up your hands and receive your freedom this morning. Receive it.
lift your hands high everywhere you are. Lift your hands high everywhere you have come from. There is, open your mouth and pray in the spirit just now. There is a package from heaven. There is a release. A release. A visitation from God. An intervention from God. A visitation. A release. An intervention.
There is hope.
Lift your hands and receive what is yours this morning. Receive the visitation that God has brought your way. Receive the intervention that God has brought your way. Receive the deliverance, the breakthrough, the healing that He has brought your way. Receive it right now. When I say the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you scream, I receive, and place a hand on your head, and something will happen. I declare what God has in store for you this morning. Receive it now. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3. I receive. Receive. Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you because it is done. Wave your hands and give Him the praise. Give Him the praise. One more time, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout to God with the voice of triumph. Hallelujah. Take your seat 1 minute. While we tell the testimonies of those who went out during the praise, if you are here and something just happened to you now, you got a visitation, an encounter, an intervention, a physical healing. Any symptom you came here with today, check it right now. You confirm that you are healed and you are whole and you are free of every affliction or symptom. Quickly rush to the front here, right to my left hand side here, and let's hear from you. Everyone who just received an intervention, a healing, a deliverance in the course of this praise. Now let's go.
Sir, things are really happening in the house. God is at work again. Brother Andrew had been under the mega influence.
Those coming here should be on this side. Just direct them to this side. Mega influence.
Yes, of family altars. Attack and spell of family altars. And he has been overwhelmed with debt burden, heavy debt burden, while he was in Lagos. And at that point in time, he got in contact with this commission. And when he entered into this commission, he said he joined the foundation
some
class.
People should be asking them very fast because we don't have the time to be interviewing those coming out now. Yes, go ahead.
He joined the foundation class, passed through the maturity class, and now realized that in this place, people don't die like chicken. Based on that, he started to experience part of the symptoms the father experienced in time past. Based on that, sir, he started to use the tongues of fire. And finally, what happened was that the custodian of that family altar died. And since that time, death body was arrested and every good thing he desired.
Death body was arrested. Every good thing belonging to him is released. Every altar fighting your life, are you there? In the name of Jesus. Every altar fighting your family and your life and your destiny from the occult world or witchcraft world, these altars are set on fire in the name of Jesus. And every custodian of evil altar who will not let you rest shall be laid to rest for you. Guess what happened?
Our sister Aboma had been on very high BP. She experienced high BP. And it was about 147 over 100. And she said she came in that scenario to the vigil. And during the vigil, declarations were made. And thereafter the vigil, he went back for tests. And it returned to 120-80, just like
congratulations. Blood pressure healed in the presence of God.
In the presence of God is fullness of joy. At his right hand are pleasures forevermore. Everything that has put your life under pressure, that pressure is over. Now, in the name of Jesus, be free.
Grace Odo. Sister Grace Odo has suffered from breathing difficulty, been stagnated in life, and general body weakness for the past 16 years. And she used to see herself in a dream, finding it difficult to climb steps. She came to the service last month, and God's servant said, there's somebody here whose name is O.D.O., and you find it difficult to climb a step. Come forward. She stepped forward to pray for. When she got home, people of God, she saw herself climbing the steps, this time around successfully. And since then, breathing difficulty has stopped. Everything that has been actually have come to an end.
Give the Lord
so
a praise.
I come to say thank you.
And I pray for you, and I declare everything that is packaged into an abdominal situation, liver situation, gone forever. You're whole.
Sister Amina Sally, from the other religion. Sister Sally has suffered from bleeding for the past 11 years. As if that was not enough, she also had high blood pressure for 12 years. When she gave her life to Christ, she went for water baptism. Blood pressure became normal. And in one of the services, she came out to testify, and the servant of God prayed for her. Since that day, blood, 11 years, bleeding stopped. She has come to say, Father, thank you.
Congratulations.
Sister Victoria Namigo,
lift
please step forward.
Lift your
Victoria
hands.
Namigo.
And I pray for you today, and every altar of insanity in your family is set on fire. And every arrow fired to yourself in that area is returned back to hell. Power of the Holy Ghost. Be free. Jesus' name. You are free. Amen.
Come, sister.
Interview her for what I say. Yes. Go ahead.
Sir, in the dream of the night yesterday, the angel of the commission using my face appeared to her and told her to make sure she brings her sister, this sister, to the church today. The sister has been down, diagnosis up and down, typhoid, blah, blah, blah. And then every night she sleeps, she will see herself like this sickness was going to kill her. And the sister is overwhelmed and crying because of negative encounters they've been having in the dream of the night. As soon as you made those declarations, sir, she said all the symptoms left her, she became strong, and she is convinced that the spirit of death has just been terminated.
Congratulations.
Sir, these gentlemen here have varying degrees of miracles, signs, neck condition, migraine headache, knee joint condition. The other man came into the church for the first time and encountered God here today. And they are...
Congratulations. Father, we give you the praise and the honor.
Brother Esel came with a pain on the knee. He said he couldn't stand with it. Even while they were coming, he couldn't stand in the bus well. But right now, the pain is gone and it's healed completely, sir.
Congratulations. Lift up your hands. Jesus' name. You are free. Jesus' precious name. Yes, sir.
Our sister Victoria is thanking God. She said after her compulsory 1 year NY service, she trusted God for a job, did everything possible, couldn't get, but she made a vow that if God gives her a job, she was going to give 50% of her salary to God. And this month that is ending, God visited her today. She's on that job and she's giving God praise.
Father, in the name of Jesus, release in Jesus' name. Yes.
This is amazing, sir. Gentleman, wealth, wisdom, still undergoing his compulsory 1 year National Youth Service. He said somewhere within the FCT in Jahi, he saw a need. Pregnant women were dying. People were living in squalor. And then God gave him the vision to build a primary health center, which he embarked upon. Didn't have the funds for that. He said in his life he had not built a toilet. according to him. But God gave him the vision, and the vision attracted the provision. Today, that primary health center is standing. It's been dedicated. Also wants to appreciate God's servant and God's handmaiden for the support that they showed him.
You are still doing youth service, and you have already built something by yourself.
It was built in 3 months and three...
Where's the picture? Do you have the picture?
I sent it to the ICT. All right. That's it.
That is Youth Corporate Dedication, a primary health center for a community. He is still doing youth service. Ten room. It was dedicated on Thursday. Somebody give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. I prophesy upon you all here today. The Bible said, upon Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance, there shall be holiness, and the sons of Jacob shall possess their possession. In your youth, in your prime, you shall make exploits. You shall make exploits, and your world shall hear of you. In the name of Jesus, go forth and break forth more results, more impact. Jesus' precious name. Amen. Tell me.
Our sister here said since 2021, she had been struggling to breathe. She could not breathe well. But she said, as she came to the service and you asked us to shout and receive, suddenly breath returned to her. And now her system is working perfectly, and she has come to glorify God.
Jesus' name, yes.
Our brother here said after the vigil, he had an encounter in a dream, young man. He said, God using your face, you appeared to him after the vigil and told him to come out of a burial ground where he was about to be buried. And he came out from that burial ground, and he had come to return the glory to God today because he believes in deliverance from death.
You won't bury your children young. I want you to take this prophecy very drastic. I prophesy to you, no devil will make you bury your loved ones. Everyone related, associated, connected to you, family members, that the enemy is targeting, I declare that target is neutralized. It will never see the light of day. In the name of Jesus. There are many others in the frontier. Please return back to your seat, and we'll trust the Lord to establish his purpose in your life. Please take your seat. Everywhere you are this morning, you are in need of surrender to Jesus. You want your sins forgiven. You are saying to me, Pastor, I've heard the word, I've seen the miracles, and I want Jesus to be Lord over my life. I want my sins forgiven. Pick your Bibles and your bags and quickly run to the frontier and let me pray for you. Everywhere you are, I need to give my life to Christ. I'll give you the count of 10. You run forward here. If you are at the back, anywhere you are, run forward here. One.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness.
Run to the front, don't be the last to come.
Let me see.
Three.
Beauty of this heart adores.
Four.
Hope of a life spent with you.
Five.
Light of the world, light of the world. Down into darkness, open my eyes, let me see your beauty to make, beauty to make, this heart I adore you, oh, for the life spent with you. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. All together, say all together. All together, word. All together, wonderful to me.
You are here, you are bound with an addiction. You want the addiction to be over. You want the addiction broken. And you want freedom from smoking, from drinking, from gambling, from marijuana, from prostitution, from masturbation, from anything that is a lifestyle that has tied your life down. You want to be broken free from them. You quickly also run forward here. I'll give you the count of 7. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus? You have fallen and risen and fallen and risen. And you want to rise, not to crash again. Also come forward here. I'll give you the count of 7. 1.
I've got my mind made
2.
Up, but I won't turn back because I want
3.
To see my Jesus. Someday I've got my mind.
4. 5. And 6. And 7. I've got my mind made up. And I won't. Because I want. Someday.
I've got my mind. I've got my mind made up. And I won't.
And I won't. Because I want.
To see my Jesus. Someday.
While they come, anyone here today who is saying to me, Pastor, I believe that this is my church. This is the church that God wants me to be in. You are not yet a member of this church? Quickly pick your Bibles and bags and also step forward here and let's receive you. You are not yet a member of this church? Plus, you are here for the first time. Let's receive all of you together and counselors will help us demarcate them. You want to be a member of this church? I've seen the power of God in this church. I've seen the anointing of God. I've seen the word of God. And I believe this is where I belong. You have not done our foundation class. You have not been established. And I have good news for all those watching online. In a short while, we'll have online membership class. Where anywhere you are in the world, you'll be able to be a member of the church and have your certificate of membership until the church is in your location. And then you can worship online and do all the things. That will be very, very shortly. I'm sure that before the month of May is over, we should be able to tidy that up. So ensure that you are a part of that. But those who are not yet done our membership physically here, step forward and let's receive you. And if you're also here for the first time, step forward and let's receive you.
As you fellowship with us in the name of Jesus.
Wait. No, get the words. May you really be blessed. May you
really be blessed.
As you fellowship here in our midst. In the name of the Lord, may you really be blessed. Everybody sing it now.
May you really be blessed. May you really be
blessed. May you really be blessed.
Oh, I'm blessed. Here in the name of the Lord,
may you really be blessed. May you
really be blessed.
May you really be blessed.
May you really be blessed.
Oh.
As you fellowship here in the midst, in the name of the Lord, may you really be blessed.
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 May you really be
blessed.
As you fellowship here in the midst, in the name of the Lord, may you really be blessed. May you really be blessed.
Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Welcome you all today in the precious name of Jesus. We are happy to have you. And we know your life will never remain the same.